Good morning. Today is the 22nd day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omer as yet, please do so during daylight hours. Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 7:30. Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored in memory of Avram Yitzhak ben Yaakov Zev Halevi and in memory of the grandparents of Dr. and Mrs. Emil Burke. And Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzhak. Today is a very exciting day in the Mishnah Yomis calendar, as we start Maseches Parah. Maseches Parah discusses the rules concerning the Parah Aduma. And the Mishnah, incidental to that, begins with a series of discussions. First thing we know is that it has to be a Parah. What's the definition of a Parah? A Parah Aduma. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Egla Bas Shanasa, Upara Bas Leishanim. Rabbi Eliezer says that the term Egla means a cow within its first year, and Parah is once it becomes 2 years old. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Omrim Egla Bashtayim. They say that the proper age of an Egla Arufa and the proper age of a Parah Aduma, as far as the Egla Arufa is concerned, it's 2 years old, and as far as the Parah is concerned, to be a Parah Aduma, it has to be 3 or 4 years old. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, wait a second, Af Bas Chamish Kshera Haskena. The truth is, even if a Parah is 3 or 4, it could also be in its fifth year. The only thing is, El Sheim Amtinen Lam Shema Tashker. We're worried that in the fifth year, the cow could be a Parah Aduma, but we're worried that at that age, the longer time you leave it alone, the more time that the red can disappear and turn black. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says, Lo shamati ela shaloshes. And when I was taught this deal, as far as talking about a Parah Aduma was concerned, I heard the word shloshes. So Amar Lo, so the Chachamim said, Alashon shloshes. What does it mean to be shloshes? So Amar Lo, Kaf shamati stam, that's what I heard. I heard that it was shloshes, right? I assume that if it would have been in its third year, I would have heard the word shlishis. Somer ben Azai said, Ani afarish, let me explain. Im omer atah shlishis, if you would have said shlishis, it's lacherus shebeminyan. It's related to the other things around it. Ukshata omer shloshis, but when you say the word shloshis, that's bas shaloshanim. That means that it's 3 years old. It's not connected to something else that was 2 or 1 or whatever. Kayose Bo'amru, we find a similar concept, Kerem Revoi. We talk about the concept of a Kerem Revoi in regard to fruit produced by a tree in the first 3 years is called Orla. In the fourth year, it's called Revoi, and it has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So it's referred to as Revoi. Samar Benanzai, Ani Afarish. Ata Omer. Samar Lo Ma Loshon Revoi. They asked him, what is Revoi mean? And Amar Lahem, Kach Shamati. Samar Benazai, Afani Afarish. Benazai said, let me explain it to you. Right? When we, Im Omer Ata Revi, when you use the word Revi, that's Lacher Beminion. It's Shlishi, there's Revi. Right? But, Ukshata Omer Revoi Ben Arbashanim. We're talking about the item itself. Kayotze Bo Amr, we similarly find a similar language. If you go into a house that has a tzaras on the house, you become tummy right away. If you stay there with enough time to eat half a loaf of bread, aside from becoming tummy, the clothing becomes tummy. And so the amount of time for eating half a loaf, we're assuming, is a third of a kav. The half a loaf is a half a loaf when the whole kav of flour gives out 3 kav of bread. I'm sorry, it gives 3 loaves of bread. And so that's half a loaf is used to measure the amount of time that one spends inside a bayis hamanuga, inside this house that has tzaras, to figure out if your clothing is tummy. Semerlo emor mishmon esrei lusa. Why don't we use a sa'ah more than a kav? Why did we measure using a kav? So Amalem kav shamati stam. So he said, that's what I heard. That's what I heard all by itself. So Amar Benazai said, Ani afarish, let me explain it. Im omer ata mishalosh lekav. If you came along and you said it would be of 3 for a kav, im bochala, there would be no obligation of chala in that situation. Kshata omer mishmon esrei lusa miyato chalaso. The challah portion would make the size even smaller. And so this is the famous measurement called Kedei Achilas Pras. That measurement becomes a discussion. We follow Reb Shimon in that situation. But this is the basis of the discussion to understand that sometimes we use certain terminologies just based on diktuk and based on placement. Other times there are halachic differences. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Beis. Now that we know the age of an egel or an egla and a para, now we want to know the age of a par. What about a male that would be used for a kohen? So Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Parim B'nei Shtayim. When we talk about bulls that were brought for karbanos cannot be younger or older than in the second year, right? Sometimes we state par, sometimes we say par ben bakar, right? Shenemar par sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. Since the Torah, in regard to the Levim, we're told par sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. In such a situation, the idea of sheni means in its second year. The chachamim say no, that's not so. Apnei shalosh, even if it's in its third year. Remeir omer apnei arba ubnei chamish ksherim. Remeir says, look, you could use a par, a bull that's 4 or 5 years old. El sheim mivim skenim ibnei akavod. The only thing is, we don't bring it as a first choice, because the older the animal, the less respectful it is. It looks like it's getting older, and it's going to be weaker as a carbon. That's not the same thing in life. In life, we look at older as more respectful. But here, in regard to the definition for a carbon, so this is the terminology that we use. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.